A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. I just
confronted Laura about something. There have been now two times in core where I've, like, people have been doing, like, challenge prompts where they, like, challenge friends to, like, list things of gratitude. Or, like on Twitter last night, someone challenged me, like, list five films that I think are perfect and then challenge five friends to do the same. I've now tagged Laura twice, and she's never done it. No one did it. The first time, only one of my friends that I asked to do it did it, which was really nice. And and no one else did it. And last night I did it again, and none of them have taken up my challenge.
I have to be quite honest with you. I hate social media challenges, but I love that you do them, and I don't judge people that do them, and I like to be like tagged in them because I love to feel included.
Yeah, you want to feel included, but then you don't want to do it.
I won't do it. So, but maybe keep tagging me. Maybe someday I'll rise to the challenge. I obviously am not going to say never because I like to leave option like windows open for opportunities. But
I love that I did this was like the first weekend of quarantine. So I was like really like.
You did a really, it was like viral. An earnest challenge. What was the challenge?
It was like list five things you can accomplish in quarantine. This was back when we thought quarantine would be like two weeks.
No, I was like, I'm not playing this game.
This was back when I literally thought we would be out in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, gonna try to read a book. write every day. Check in with friends and family. Stay on top of my recovery. Which I am doing, but
yeah, you're doing great. But like,
but I tagged you and I tagged my two best friends from childhood. I tagged
did
my boy.
Did they do it? Simon did it.
And I tagged. No, he didn't. Renee, our friend Renee, our me and Laura's mutual friend Renee.
She's the only one that will rise to your challenges.
She did a good one, but no one else did it.
No one is down to be challenged right now. I relate. Someone else tagged me in like a dog challenge. It's a really good friend of mine, but I was like, I won't I much like people don't respond to like threats of terrorism, I don't respond to challenges.
But I'm just going to keep doing it.
Please keep doing it. I like to be in the know and feel challenged, but I also like to choose not to rise to the challenge. It's very metaphorical.
Well, I joke a lot on Twitter. I do this thing. I've done something that no one's ever done before, and I make jokes.
On Twitter?
Sometimes I like to like shake it up and be a little earnest.
I love when you get earnest. I love a challenge.
Five perfect films. Five friends. Do you want to know what my films were?
Yeah, I saw them and I was into your films.
My films that I think are perfect are Children of Men, The Birdcage, Rosemary's Baby, Terminator 2, and Private Benjamin.
All those are perfect.
They are. Private Benjamin's fucking great.
It's so good.
Goldie is the queen.
I love anything like a comedy about like an unsuspecting person like joining the army and then like being trolled by their decision, but then ultimately then succeeding. It's
being
like
a great soldier.
Yeah, like Pauly Shore, that Pauly Shore movie In the Army Now was one of my faves.
Oh my God, Pauly Shore. Remember Biodome?
I'll never forget. Pauly Shore was so fucking hot to me. He was my first crush.
He was cute. He did this movie called... He did a parody of the Blair Witch Project that was funny.
Oh, really? I'll bet that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Do you know the real story of the Biosphere Project?
No.
Someone should do a movie about this. So they were trying to simulate like living on another planet or something. So they built this like huge facility out in like the desert of Arizona. Let me get this fact straight, because this was freaky. I watched a whole video about it and I was like, I couldn't believe it. Basically, they started something was in the so it was like they lived it for a year and they created their own atmosphere in this facility, and they wanted to simulate like being away from Earth. So they created like the completely sealed off from the world, and they created their own oxygen like atmosphere.
Cool.
They were breathing their own, and they were creating their own plants. But something happened, like something they were growing, or like the water or something like in it got into the oxygen, or there was too much oxygen being pumped in, and they all went insane, and they it was like the movie High Rise. They like staged, like they had like two opposing groups and they were like attacking each other.
Oh my God. Cool.
Yeah. And so they had to like cancel the experiment because people, they were all going insane. And I think someone got like really sick and died.
You should write that movie.
I know.
I'd watch it. I'd buy
it. I also think I have to look into this, and I'll talk about it more next time. But I also think Steve Bannon was somehow involved in it.
I'm sure he was.
Right. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, my new obsession, or this week's obsession, is the Hoya Forest. Hoya Baku, the creepiest forest in Transylvania.
Oh my God, what?
It's like a forest where trees grow in like curvature patterns that scientists can't understand why the trees grow the way they do. And it's like haunted. People have reported hearing like screams and laughter in the forest.
And then,
and then it all in the middle of it is a clearing where no trees grow inexplicably. Whoa. And it's like supposedly a portal
to hell,
I guess, or to somewhere.
Dracula, his Vlad the Impaler's like compound is right near there, I think.
Amazing.
Do you know about Stoll, Kansas?
No.
The graveyard?
Mm-mm.
There's a cemetery in Kansas that the legend has it that it's like one of the places where the devil appears on Earth. And Pope John Paul in like the 70s or 80s was flying over the United States to go to LA, I think. And he had the plane divert around this area of Kansas.
Because it's like.
It's some kind of like unholy spot.
Damn. I love an unholy spot.
Right? I love it being in Kansas.
Yeah. The Great Plains are really freaky as someone that grew up in the Great Plains.
Well, it's like a pioneer feeling.
Mm-hmm. Pioneer, Trail of Tears. I think there's lots of bloodshed.
It's sort of like lost in time and cursed.
Dust Bowl energy.
Yeah.
It's also very unscenic. It's just like flat.
Was your town haunted?
No, there were not really any, like, there was like one haunted hotel that sometimes you girls in my grade would have like birthday parties at, but there was no, or there were no like other haunted spots that I
Simon and I, Simon and I drove to Aspen 2 years ago, and on our way back we went to Sedona for the night, which was so cool and like weird. We woke up at sunrise and we could feel like the energy. It was crazy.
Sedona is like land of the vortex. I like really am ready to go on a full Sedona journey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I would fully go to Sedona. I love like weird energy vortexes. That's
it also
why I
just
went
smells
to Mount
like
Shasta in November.
It also just smells like campfire there and it is so cool. But we on our way back to LA, we stopped in Jerome, Arizona. And there's a hotel there. It's like a haunted hotel. It's like this city that's, it was like an old mining town. And it's like built on, in the mountain. So it's like up. And when you go up, so it's like, it's like almost like Montepulciano, like where the Judaices, the Judice, you know, Gorgas are from.
Yeah.
All the streets are like windy, hilly, like really, it's like almost being in Europe and like a weird, like, and it's built into the, it's this sleepy little town.
Cool.
And there's a ghost town that you can go into. It's like really weird.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Arizona also feels haunted to me.
Also like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I'm like, totally.
Totally. Totally. Also, speaking of candles,
tell me.
Don't know where I came from that. So 4 weeks ago, I just need to tell you this because I know you'll appreciate this. 4 weeks ago, I ordered
journey.
A Malin and Goetz neroli scented candle, which is my flavor or my scent. I eat the candles. It's my smell. I love that. That makes me so happy, that scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I ordered a regular size. And, you know, this was like a week or two into quarantine. So
where did you order it from?
Just off Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Because I was hoping there'd be like cheaper deals on Amazon.
That might have been your first mistake, because there are some, there are candles available on Amazon, but they don't necessarily, you're not going to find any candles cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
And especially when you get into like kind of the higher end candles, they actually might end up being more expensive, or it's kind of unclear what you're buying.
I have to just go through the site.
I would go through Candle Delirium, quite honestly, because you can get, they're running a 15% off deal right now on everything.
I love Candle Delirium.
And then you're also supporting a small biz, so, and local, so.
I know. That's like my favorite place in WeHo.
I know. I've ordered a bunch of candles from there, and then I got my mom an Easter candle from there.
Oh. Anyway, so I'm order it. I'm so excited. I need that journey in my life right now. And I'm just waiting. It's not like, it says it shipped out 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm like, damn, like this is taking a really long time. And I'm just building it up in my head every day. Like, I get a pack. I'm like in the Music Man, like, oh, ho, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down. I don't know why. I can never wait to see. It could be something for someone who is no relation, or it could be for me. But no, it doesn't come. Every day I go down and with my fucking mask on to the lobby of my building, and I get, check the mail, and it's not fucking there. And then yesterday I go down and there's this teeny tiny package for me, and I like shake it and I'm like, you know, I was expecting, at this point I built up in my head to be the size of like a witch cauldron. that I could like throw like a full animal into, like yeah. that could fit like a deer. And so I'm like shaking it, and then I bring it upstairs and I open the package, and it's literally, Laura, it's the size of like,
it's a thimble.
It's a tea light.
Yeah.
It's a fucking tea light.
It lasts for maybe 4 hours.
And so I was crying. I was laughing so hard for like 5 minutes, and then I lit it.
How was the throw? Was it a good throw?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great scent.
Oh yeah, it's citrus. It's like a little pepper, smoky, citrus, tobacco-y.
I love that. I hate that it was not the size of your dreams.
No, I was so upset. And I was like, this is a troll.
That is a troll.
That's the a small core candles, troll.
They're good. Like, I mean, they're fine. But I really think that if you're going to spend that much money and you're not really even getting half of the big size of a candle, you should just yeah. go all in. Spend the money to get the candle you want, and you'll enjoy that more than you will a small candle.
Yeah.
Because they're half the money, and they're not half the candle wax. I know exactly what size it is.
It literally looks like I'm in like Gulliver's Travels when I hold it.
You're Andre the Giant with like a beer in his hand. Is you with that teeny little candle?
Listen, I had it burning for all the full episode of Plot Against America, which not the best ending.
Is it over now?
Yeah, last night was the finale.
Damn. I've always
been
slightly circling around it, but I just like can't bring myself to get into it.
It was really good, but it kind of, I mean...
It's a bummer?
No, it's just kind of like, I don't know. Winona had like 30 lines in the whole series, which I loved.
I feel like everyone's move with her is like keep the dialogue, her dialogue to a minimum, and that way you like maximize her presence.
Mm-hmm. She's just in the background.
Too much rope, she might hang herself.
Yeah.
My Brilliant Friend, on the other hand, is fucking popping the fuck off.
My Brilliant Friend.
Such a My Brilliant Friend head now that I'm like going to order the books, and I'm going to need to read all of them because I cannot fathom. Like, we're probably not going to get another My Brilliant Friend for so long because of COVID. So I'm going to need to get all the My Brilliant Friend goss that I can in the meantime.
Maybe I'll start it.
Start it. I also watched I Am Love for the first time.
Haven't seen it.
Oh my god, as a Tilda head, you owe it to yourself.
I only watched a Bigger Splash last year.
Oh, I Am Love, you'll like it.
A Bigger Splash fucked me up.
It was so good too.
Dakota is so good in that movie.
She's so sexy.
Yeah, and Tilda is so, like, Tilda is truly one of the greatest actresses we have.
Yeah, she speaks fully Italian in I Am Love, P.S.
But it's amazing. But also just her not really speaking in a Bigger Splat, like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
But the ending of that movie, I guess it's not even, like, a twist, but it shocked me. The way they handled
everything.
Wasn't it shocking?
It was, but it was also very, like, realistic.
I know, but, like, just knowing, like...
I need to rewatch that movie.
It's so... And that guy, Tilda's lover, is so hot.
Matthias.
Yeah.
Is the hottest man in the world, I think.
Who is he? He's, like, the son of someone, I think.
Is he? Matthias Schoenhart. And he also spells his last name the same way that I spell the first part of my last name.
Schoenhart.
His name, I think, means beautiful heart. And my name means, or pretty heart. And mine means pretty neck. So basically what I'm saying is we belong together. And if we were to marry, I would take his last name. And it really wouldn't be a huge difference. Ugh. I used to Google him once a week just to look.
His father is Julian Schoenhartz.
Who's that?
He was a...
A diplomat?
No, he was a Belgian actor.
Oh, so he's like an actor family. Julian, not as hot.
Damn, he's so sexy. And he's 6'2".
I know, it's insane. Have you seen his movie that he did with Marion Cotillard?
No, Rust and Bone.
you need to see Rest in Bone. It is so good.
Do you know who wrote that?
Yeah. Nick Cutter.
Nick Cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot of geniuses collaborating. Where is Matthias? I want to know how his core is going.
I'm trying to think of celebrities that are having like a good core.
I mean, probably all of them are having a great core.
But like a unproblematic core.
Yeah. I mean, they're all quarrying with like a pool.
Yeah.
Which makes a big diff.
I know.
I wish that I had a pool, like just that I could lay out. It would be nice to just like lay out in the sun.
Yeah. I know. I mean, this week's going to be hot.
I know.
If only hot weather killed COVID.
Really?
COVID's like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm, honey.
It's here to stay.
Much like me.
I need to do a recommendation right now.
Yeah, what is it?
I have never been into The Walking Dead, and we started watching Fear the Walking Dead, which is a spinoff, and it takes place in LA and the Mexican Baja, mm-hmm. Mexicali. It is so addictive and good, and it's like I watched a few episodes of The Walking Dead, like the normal one, and it just feels like a bunch of like Trump supporters and fighting zombies, so I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Fear the Walking Dead is like really diverse. It's most like the women are in charge, and it's really good. It's about this one family. They're really dysfunctional. One of the kids is a heroin addict, and he's like staving off dope sickness like while the outbreak starts.
Oh damn.
So it shows you this family when LA, when you know the world is still normal, and then you see it, the collapse of it.
Okay, I love like watching the collapse. It's good. Yeah. Okay, I'll watch it.
It's great. We've watched four seasons, and the woman who plays the mom, Kim Dickens, you've probably seen her. She's like a pretty consummate character actress.
Mm-hmm.
She is so fucking good in the show, and she's like just such. There's really good actors in the show.
Okay.
And
damn, there's four seasons already.
There's five seasons.
Where have I been?
But they're all like the family. Maybe just because we're in quarantine, but I'm so attached to this family. And there's like Al-Anon shit in it. It's so real and good. And I just love seeing LA. Like, mm-hmm. it just makes me happy. And they just capture it really well. And it's just cool. And they go to like Mexico. So there's a lot of like race stuff. And it's just, it's really interesting. And the other Walking Dead just felt like, damn, we got to get out of these. Way of these walkers, and these people are like fuck, like we're, oh, it's so good. And
okay, I'm gonna watch it because I there was one point in life where I like stumbled into a Walking Dead
moment,
but it was like midway through the season. There was a marathon, like a random season, there was a marathon, and I think I was like on vacation somewhere, so I just watched like five episodes and I was kind of into it, but then never cared to return. But I could get in. I love a zombie anything.
It's just, I love like a slow, like the first like two episodes are like slowly building into chaos. And mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, me too. It's very like Chernobyl.
But there's this, the son is like, he's like the heroin addict. His name is Frank Delane. I think he played young Voldemort in one of the Harry Potter movies. He is so hot. And he just plays grungy, like he just plays the addict so well, and he's really sexy. And so anyway, it's worth a watch.
Okay, sounds great. I'm in. I want to recommend. I watched Barton Fink this week, which was like an early Coen Brothers movie, and it's really good. John Turturro and John Goodman.
Ugh.
And it's like young John Turturro plays like he's like a playwright that's just like found Broadway success. And then he gets recruited by like a LA studio head to come out to like move out to Los Angeles and start writing for the pictures. And it all takes place in like the early 40s. And he moves to LA and like takes up residence in this really shitty hotel, and then is like tapped to write like a wrestling picture, and he gets like crazy writer's block, and it just kind of descends. It's like a true LA writer hellscape.
Oh God.
It's like very stressful. It's kind of like a horror movie in a lot of ways, but I think you would like it as like a fellow writer. It is really, it's great. And like weird.
Yeah, that LA really netherworld. Like
how weird it is.
I'll watch it.
Okay. It was a good one.
Speaking of good things to watch, should we get
into
it?
Yeah. This episode was not that good.
By the way, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And this is
Sexy
Unique
Podcast
Tough Sicilian Bitches. This episode sucked.
This episode sucked ass. It was like a setup episode.
It's a shit ass episode. I mean, the rest of the season is good.
Yeah, but this was like, this is the second time they've done us dirty like this, where it's like, they need to talk. Will they talk? Are you going to talk? Let's talk about talking. Where are we going to talk?
Sister, brother, sister, brother, sister-in-law, brother, 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 wife.
Yeah.
Also, the next episode is so good.
Okay.
The next episode, the next episode is when the Judices take their friends to their cabin, their hunting cabin in like upstate New York. And
the Catskills.
Yeah. It's great. Anyway, so we get our first glimpse of, or our second glimpse of Dolores, who becomes Dolores Catania, who is now like a fixture Real Housewife.
Oh, she is a housewife now. Wow.
Yep. She's one of the main ones.
Dang. Way to go. She was giving me housewife hair, housewife jewelry. Yep. I was into it. I saw great things
for
her.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes over. She's Caroline's friend. She comes over to talk to Caroline about her new radio show. Caroline has a radio show. It's called 101.5. New Jersey, what a 1.5, ding! That was with the theme song.
Yeah.
Not New York, not Philadelphia, proud to be New Jersey. New Jersey, what a 1.5, bing!
I felt so comforted by hearing that, like, radio intro.
I know.
I can't.
It's soothing.
It's very soothing. It brought me back to, like, when I was young and listened to the radio all the time. And, like, it also just really, like, fed into my New Jersey fetish that I
and
have
it just
going.
Like, you're right, it just takes you out of COVID.
It took me way out of COVID and transported me to another land, a simpler land, the land of New Jersey.
I love Caroline. Her show's called Caroline Rules, which I love.
Which, like, blew Georgia, my mind.
Georgia Rule.
Also, it's like, who came up with like something rules as like a thing? That's like not a thing.
Caroline Rules.
Caroline Rules, and then Georgia Rule, and then Vanderpump Rules. And
the picture of Caroline too is like her arms are crossed and she's like, Caroline Rules. Like,
Caroline Rules.
And she goes, oh, I hate that picture of me. Dolores is like, wow, look at you. You're on the site. Look at that. And she's like, oh, I hate the photo.
Caroline goes, I'm beginning to get terrified. Let's talk about that pie. And like, she points to like the breakdown of the run of show, like pie chart that the network gave her. She goes, yeah. All this red Caroline talking.
She didn't know I'd have to read the weather. I'm nervous.
I love how nervous she is. She literally is like very nervous.
Dolores and her do role play. As like Tree and her, talking about her brother. She's like, okay, so let's pretend like I'm asking you for advice. So I'm going to be Tree talking about Joey.
Yeah, she's LARPing.
Dolores, her LARPing is like convincing and good. Caroline is so flat.
Yeah.
She's really uncharismatic.
I also like
when she's on the spot.
Care about her advice. And I don't think she actually gives good advice.
Yeah, she gives like really self-righteous, like kind of just vague, lousy advice.
Yeah. And love also Teresa, like Dolores as Teresa going, Melania, stop fighting. I was like, damn, Melania's infamous.
She is.
She's infamous for just like fucking getting into fisticuffs.
Melania's known in the area.
She's known in the area, like, she's beaten the shit out of multiple people in the tri-state area.
But you just, the Teresa and her family, like, they are just that family. I'm telling you. That just everyone knows everything about.
And they've done it to themselves.
They have. That's kind of sad.
It's really sad. Teresa, like, it makes me uncomfortable to watch her after a certain period of time. Because I'm also fully believe that, like, maybe at one point she was pretty normal. And then she got into this relationship with Joe. And as they got, like, started drinking their own Kool-Aid and getting money, like, he became, she, like, they brainwashed themselves. And now she's, like, totally, it's almost as though she speaks a different language from everyone else around her. Like, she's cut off from the realities of the world. She's, like, has zero emotional intelligence. And it's, like, hard to watch.
No, he, I think he fully Svengali'd her.
Mm-hmm.
And his own stupid, and, like, not even a real, because he's not smart, but he just, he somehow, like, brainwashed her, I think.
But she wanted it too. Like, she wants to be able to shop till she drops and, like, dress all the girls up and spend crazy amounts of money and have, like, garish and disgusting house. Like, all of this shit that she projects onto Melissa and, like, tries to, like, call her out for being a gold digger.
She does it herself.
That's exactly her.
It's exactly right. And she, it's very, like, she, you know, she knew what she was doing.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
And she always, there's I think Joe did have a lot of control over her, but I also think that she was a willing participant.
You know, deep down, even if you don't know the dirty details, if you're getting dirty money, you know deep down that the money is coming from somewhere sus.
Yeah.
You may not want to acknowledge that. You may not. It may be just a small shred of a percentage in your soul that knows that, but you do have awareness of that.
And also, you know, if you're spending it like she was, you know, at some point they're going to get caught.
Yeah.
So they were probably having, like, diarrhea all the time. Maybe not, though. I think they were just stupid.
I think they probably thought they could, like, get out of it, or, like, the consequences wouldn't be as dire as they have been.
Yeah.
But it's also just, like, it's crazy to watch all of this knowing where it where it all ends up.
What's coming?
Because this is just the beginning rumblings. And this is also, when was this? Like, 2010, 2011? This is so long ago. It's nine. I can't believe it's gone on for this long.
It's been on for 11 years.
I know, but, like, their legal drama has been going on for almost 10 years.
Well, that's what happens when you're $11 million in debt. That's insane.
You guys.
That's negative $11 million.
Try not to get in debt. I know that it's very difficult, but, like, it will eat up years of your life. Like, I was in debt and, like, got out of it, but it was a year and a half, almost like a full 2-year process to become debt free. And it was nightmarish, but, like, and that was, like, for not even any, even remotely near the amount of debt that the Giudice's are in. Like, it will truly ruin your life.
It's, like, as bad as the oil yesterday. Which, when I saw the chart of the oil dropping, I swear to God, when I first saw it, I thought it was a map of LA.
Because
it, like, went down. You know how, like, Malibu's up there and it goes curves down like that?
Oh, I didn't even see the map of oil dropping.
Oh, God.
Hold on. So are gas prices really cheap right now?
Yeah, you can buy oil for, like, a dollar.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go fill up my gas tank.
Doesn't it look like LA?
Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
don't just try not to get into debt, or if you are in debt, just, like, try to manage it before it really takes over, because it will destroy your life. And nothing is, truly nothing is worth getting into that amount of debt. No car, sunglasses, shopping, house, not paying
your
taxes.
Just remember that there's,
it's not worth it. If
there are programs to help.
There's tons of help and lots of places, like, you can look into, like, debt forgiveness or, like, manage it before you get to a Giudice level.
Yeah.
But yeah, 9 years still ongoing.
Also, I love when they're role playing and they, you can see, like, Carolyn has like a cherub angel in the background. I guess it looks like one of the cherubs from The Haunting.
She would decorate with like angels.
Right.
They start gossiping about Teresa and Joe's like yard sale, basically, like government
sanctioned. They're having a sheriff sale, which is like, that's, you know, you're in trouble when you have a sheriff sale.
And they said, they showed Teresa's huge mirror that she's going to have to sell. And I was really sad about that.
I know.
Because I love that it's huge really, mirror for them.
It's really sad. Can you imagine having all your shit like in public, a public auction?
Also, they said that all their belongings are only going to total $51,000. That's not that much money.
I bet a lot of it was like knockoff.
Yeah.
Their house is like a...
And I guess it's like all second, like it's like second hand, so it's not going to sell for like whatever the purchase price was.
Their house is like downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really nice facade, and then you go in and it's like a large empty space.
Yeah, this is like, and it's just, this is the beginning of the next 10 years of their life. It's like crazy that all of this got documented.
Yeah.
But also great.
Great
America
for
needed
us.
It. America needed it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Then we get to the Gorgas.
They're actual... beautiful mansion that's super tacky.
Paid for.
Dressing
Thank
Joe to go meet Tree to sit down and discuss their feud. She picks out a peach Bellini colored shirt.
Dressing a massive Gucci belt and jeans.
There's a moment when Joe walks out of the dressing room as she's walking in, and he he just is trying to get by her, but he grips her, and there's something about it. I was like, I want him to grip me as he walks by me.
I want the grip. He takes his shirt off in the closet, and I was like, drooled.
He's so hot.
He's so hot.
Also, I love how they have three like gnarly crucifixes over their bed. Truly exorcist.
It is exorcist. I love it. Melissa, and the first thing she says in the scene, she is, "We're making peace today. Thank you, Jesus."
Thank you, Jesus. But their room is like weirdly monastic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like an Italian thing? Like a Catholic thing?
Maybe. I think that there's a lot, like, there's often over the bed crucifixes.
It's crazy. Joe's getting all dolled up.
Teresa, and then we
cut to Teresa getting ready. And the way Teresa talks about Melissa is like, there is such hatred.
Yeah.
She grits her teeth while she talks about her. Like, she is so conflicted and angry about Melissa.
Yeah, and deeply misogynistic. She goes, a wife makes it and a wife breaks it. Like, blaming all this on Melissa. And it's like, no. Like, a lot of this is just, like, your negative feelings about Melissa.
That's not true. Like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Just, like, blaming, like, saying that if there's a problem with you and your family, look at the someone's wife that just married in. That is not Melissa's problem.
Where there's smoke, there's a woman. You know, it's like,
yeah.
She wants Joe to choose her over Melissa.
Yeah. That's so unhealthy.
It's not like a sexual thing. It's just like she is just one of these people that can't, everyone in Teresa's life, she has to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents, it's her husband, you know, all her. So but her Joe is like,
I guess she is, but he still like cheats on her and stuff.
Well, but like, that's her, you know, he married her, so it's like, yeah, a sense of objectively, but Joe is like the only person whose world doesn't revolve around her.
Mm-hmm.
Revolves around Melissa, and Teresa can't handle that because she's so like, she's such a raging narcissist.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
They meet for dinner at Portofino's, and Tree looks like she's dressed for a date.
I know. Teresa's putting on like
a crow fur and a vampy lip.
Yeah, Teresa's like getting like all dolled up.
Yeah, it's really, and like also this whole conversation is so awkward, partially because there's like bright camera light shining on them and the rest of the restaurant looks pretty dim. And then they're like in the corner, and it's also packed. It's like peak dinner time energy. They're sitting next to a table of like 12.
They go to Portofino's, which I want to go to. Looks so good.
I'm dying. Oh, I can't wait to go to Jersey. Please, God, if you're out there, let me go to fucking New Jersey for the love of you.
Joey Gorga sits down, and Teresa looks up. She goes, like, she watches him as she sits down. And I was like, damn, she is so charged.
She's so charged. She's like, she gets into this, she like disassociates.
She momoed a little.
She did momo, but she like wouldn't let it get to like a violent place of momo. But you can tell when she's gone total mo.
Yeah.
And Joey reads her letter that she wrote him, which is maybe one of the worst letters of all time. And it's like, I'm sorry if I hurt you and your family. And then he goes, what do you mean by that? And she goes,
he's ready to go in.
Yeah, because like the whole thing Melissa said to him before he left is like, she needs to take responsibility and accountability for her actions and really like own how she has hurt our family. So he's like, what do you mean by that? And Teresa goes, you tell me.
Yeah,
what?
Totally.
What?
She flips it right back on him. She volleys that tennis ball right back his way.
That would drive me crazy. I can't believe they kept their cool, because I would be like, I would flip my fucking shit if someone acts like that to me.
It's like Kellyanne status of just flipping it back on you.
But like, well, what do you mean by that? Sense even. What do you mean by that? You tell me. No, I just have fucking asked you. Can you just tell me what you fucking meant by that?
Also, the wine. I love when Teresa shows strokes her bangs away.
I love a sideswept bang.
Yeah. And then they start fighting, and she's like, they start like going through their like history.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I used to put my brother before my husband. And I was like, well, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
And she goes, then in the midst of this, she finds time to blame Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kathy told her, she goes, Kathy told me not to put my brother before my husband. So I kind of blame her for this.
And anything it's like, to no, get out Kathy, of having to take any personal responsibility.
But Kathy also was giving you great advice.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of whether or not, I mean, your partner always comes first. Once you get into a relationship, that person, you choose them over family, honestly.
Yeah.
And I like that is how it should be. And if like their family or if your family is being like, who's it gonna be, like them or us, like you, if you're in a partnership, you owe it to that person to like choose them and take a stand. And it can be really uncomfortable. And I mean, obviously it's like different. I'm not like taking into account like abusive relationships or anything like that, but
no,
like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I'm talking about just like a relationship. Like sometimes your family will be like, we don't like her, like blah blah blah, and like talk shit. It's up to you to be like, this is the person I've chosen. You mm-hmm. either get on board or get the fuck out.
Like, it's not
sorry,
like
sorry, this is my person now.
It's very like the wrestler
mm-hmm.
or the fighter. Sorry.
Yeah. I just blindly agreed with that. I was like, I love where your head's at. I don't know.
That period where there are just movies called like The Boxer, The Wrestler. Yeah. No, but the fighter when like Mark Wahlberg's mom and sister's like, you got to choose us over her.
Mm-hmm. You
know, it's like that clan thing.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's actually deeply unhealthy that you would ask me to do that.
It's really, it's defying boundaries and is against nature.
Yeah.
But
Joe starts bringing up, he's like, brings up the christening, which it's been a month since the christening, which is wild. Like they've been like kind of simmering in this aftermath tension for 30 plus days. And he's like, imagine if that happened at your kid's party. Whoa, ho.
which is so true.
Oh, yeah.
And Teresa's like, nah, well, yeah, yeah. And he's like, he's like, your husband would not talk to any of us ever again. Like, it's such a hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Tree also starts like going through how Melissa and Joe met at the Jersey Shore, which was so cute.
Well, he first saw her in Cancun. He goes, I first saw Melissa in Cancun. She was wearing a leopard bikini. Then I saw her later at the Jersey Shore. I said, I'll give you a beautiful life. I'll put you on a pedestal. He basically like pledged his forever love to Melissa and said like he'll do anything for his princess, which is kind of love.
Why wouldn't she? She was like, all right. Teresa alludes to like Melissa maybe breaking up Joe's prior engagement. And she's like, she married him for his money. And I'm like, bitch, what do you think you do?
Yeah.
Like, you did the same. This is about you. You're talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm. She was like, they got together. The craziest part was that Joe has been engaged like 3 times before Melissa.
Yeah.
He's addicted to love. But then he found someone that he could, that was like down. So good for him.
She also talks about Kathy again. And she's like, me and Kathy got me ready for my sweet 16. And then they cut to Kathy in the 80s. And it's, I wrote, Kathy was the 1980s.
She was. Her like flashback.
Her hair. She looked like that movie Hysterical Blindness with Uma Thurman and Juliet Lewis.
She looks, this is like fully her Robert Smith cosplay.
It was insane.
It was wild. And like, but okay, so Melissa apparently moved in with Joe a month after they started dating. And that's what Teresa is like all up in arms about. But I'm like, okay, yes, that's fast. But if you're fully committed to someone, you're like, we're going to get married and like be together forever, then I guess just move in together. Like, you might as well just like start the, just get the ball rolling.
She knows every date. She's like, moved in November, engaged by May, married in December. Like, she just, I was like, damn, she's.
And you know, they just gossip about that. Like, she gossips about that with like her mom and other family members and like. Still,
for sure,
gets back to that. But it's also, someone brought this up later in the episode where it's like they've been together now for like 6 or 7 years or something like that, and like have a bunch of kids. Like, they're happy. Like, it all worked out for them. They have a beautiful life. The fuck is your problem? You're just a jealous hater.
Joe brings up that he's never been invited to a book signing, and Teresa goes, "Book signings are not to get invited to." I wrote, what a quote.
She goes, did you come to my book party? And he goes, I didn't know. Has anyone in our family ever wrote a book?
Also, so then Tree, then we find out the real story behind that letter Melissa wrote. The reason Melissa wrote that letter saying good luck, God bless you and your redone home is because Tree said the only reason Joe and Melissa built their home was because they had a loan. So, like, Melissa was pissed, and Joe's like, well, he's like, you, I mean, look, like, it's, there's an effect of, cause and effect of everything you do. And Teresa goes, oh, so tit for tat? And Joe Gorga goes, he goes, yous are both the same. Yous are both flashy. Yous are both competitive. Why don't the woman step up to the plate?
Why don't the woman step up to the plate and do the right thing? I was dead at that.
He says woman, too.
Why don't the woman step up and do the right thing? He goes, in team style.
Yous are both flashy. Yous are both competitive. Why don't the woman step up to the plate? Yous are both flashy. It's so hard for Teresa to articulate herself.
Yeah, she gets too flustered and then she can't speak correctly.
I mean, I know English is her second language, but like...
I think it's an ESL thing. And like flustered. I do too.
Because Joe's pretty articulate.
Joey Gorga?
Joey Gorga's articulate.
Well, maybe he learned English at a younger age.
Yeah, that's true. He is younger.
You mean he's 7 years younger than her? Like, he probably...
So crazy.
I know.
So they don't solve anything, and they just part ways.
I mean, they kind of, like, make up. They agree to, like, make up.
Yeah.
But also obviously, seems like tensions are still going strong.
Yeah, we know this is a shaky union.
Then we go to Bob and Carol Heise's house.
Yeah, so...
The Gorga accountants.
The Gorga family accountants. I was like, this is some Ozark shit.
Yeah, they're cooking the books for sure.
Kathy's talking about Teresa and she's like, you know, a lesson to learn from this is that reckless spending gets you in this position. She goes, you learned that in the sandbox, honey.
like, do you learn that in the sandbox, honey?
What?
That she also says about the Heises. She goes, the Heises are not traditional Italians. I need to cook for her, show her a few things. Because she like does not like Carol's cooking.
She has like a private chef. And Kathy was very judgmental of that.
Yeah. And then Kathy is also wearing like one feather earring. Which I really appreciated her like fun and fancy free moment.
Kathy and Rich went to Burning Man 1 year.
Mm-hmm. They fully burned.
She's so psycho about like food though.
Yeah, she's very like, you need to know. But I would take a cooking lesson from Kathy 100%. And then they're talking about Tree and Carol weighs in. And she goes, she never says hello to me. And I invited her to my sister's party and she never RSVP'd.
My daughter's birthday. Oh, her name's Kim.
Daughter, Kim?
Kim Heise. She goes, she never says, she,
Melissa goes, I think her name is Carol.
She looks like a Carol. Not to like, I'm not trying to like course correct. But Melissa goes, Kim, you know my brother's wife, my brother's sister. And she goes, yeah, she never says hi to me, and I invited her to my daughter's birthday, and she never RSVP'd. And I was like, oh, they're so careless. the Gorg, like the Giudice, like they're just careless people. That's really what it is when it comes. Like, I know people like that who just like, there's like families with like a bunch of kids and like the parents never like were, they never like engaged and like didn't know who was ever like at the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They just don't care about anyone but themselves.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to their parties, it's like, you better be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Mindless spending will catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, I said my notes, I was like, Tree thinks she's better than everyone. She's the most important person, and her relationship with Joe has fucked her up in the head, and now she's just living in a fantasy world.
Oh.
Bob and Kim are also like fake names.
They're, I'm telling you, it's like, it's truly the Bird family from Ozark.
Yeah, they have big Ozark energy.
Big Ozark energy.
BOE. Bo.
Then so then we cut to the Manzos. Caroline's getting ready to go to her show in Trenton. And Albert is in like a robe. And Caroline goes, should I be nervous for my radio show? And Albert goes, you're not a moron. It's radio. How hard can it be?
Hey, like, damn. Good read. Right. She goes, I'm basically walking in like a lunatic, sitting down, having 1 hour radio show, not knowing if anyone's going to call.
Who's going to call?
Who's going to call?
Then
Jacqueline takes her range over to Tree's House of Horrors.
Yeah.
To talk shit about Melissa.
I just love that. You're not a moron. It's radio. How hard can it be? He said that. I go, cool, bitch. And Teresa, Caroline again goes, I didn't know I was going to have to read the weather.
The traffic, the weather.
The traffic, the weather. Albert also calls her. He also calls her Chubbs.
Well, they're both Chubbs.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It's Lauren cute. Comes in. Lauren has a cold.
I love that Lauren's the one that now has to like take Caroline and like hold her hand through this whole process.
Lauren, I have to say this before we even go into, Lauren should have her own radio show.
Yeah. I thought she Lauren was going to get to like be a guest on Caroline's show.
No.
No. It's just for mother.
That's for mommy.
You got to drive me. You got to listen.
You better listen.
No talk.
Yeah, Jacqueline. Also, when over to the Giudice's house, Melania is creeping in the corner watching, which I loved.
Just casually snooping.
Hey, you better, no snitching, Ma. I'm watching you. Dad told me to keep an eye on you. We ain't going to talk about any of our money shit.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches.
She holds up a thing.
She holds like a peeler.
Yeah, she has like full apple blown peeler. Like brass knuckles on.
Hey, Ma, what we talk about? You keep the coin talk between us and the family. Jacqueline is in blood. You shut the fuck up.
Snitches get stitches, Tree. She just calls her Tree now.
Yeah, Tree.
Hey, Tree. You shut the fuck up.
They're also sitting at like a kid table.
Yeah, it's a whole weird vibe. And then Joe calls her in the middle of their Caroline or Jacqueline and Tree's little moment to go, and he goes, everything on CNN isn't true. Which means it absolutely is true.
Hold on, I had a clip I wanna play.
Made you start
the
love your brother, that it was just like for money.
Yeah, like
a
gold digger, you know that song?
But now I mean they've been together.
Yeah, that song.
Yeah, that song. There's a, she says there's a gold digger, you know that song? And then you see Teresa kind of trail off. Like she's like
just thinking about it.
Yeah. But they're sitting at like this little kid and I was like, oh, did the auction happen already? Have they gotten rid of all their furniture and they have to like sit at like a child's table in their kitchen?
I don't know. If your partner calls you to tell you that everything you're about to see on CNN isn't true, you need to understand that it's absolutely true and you need to file for divorce.
Also, she's like, they moved in after a month and you see Jacqueline. She goes, yeah, that's fast. And then I was like, that's like her and Chris.
Yeah, her and Chris literally, like, she was basically knocked up the second
she knocked her up.
Yeah. And then we find out that Jacqueline, like, everyone's kind of had their own hardships with in-laws, and that Jacqueline punched Caroline 8 years ago.
Yeah, when they got into, like, a full fist fight.
I would pay, if I was the creator of Devs, I would go back to Caroline and Jacqueline's.
Me too. Night. I'd go back to that, and I'd go back to when Danielle got arrested for her affiliation with the cartel.
Yes, I'd go with her pistol whipping someone.
Yeah.
Teresa calls Melissa, and then it became fully clear to me that she is the adult version of Melania.
She is.
The way they speak is so similar.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "You know, I met with Joey. Now I want to meet with you." I was like, okay, such an inviting proposition.
Such a real phone call. Melissa's on the other end. She's just like, hi. Like, she clearly just, like, helped the kids with something, and she's, like, kind of tired.
Breathless. Mm-hmm. Breathless mom energy. Taken by surprise. Hi.
Hi.
What's Hi. Up?
What are you doing? So then we cut to back to Trenton, 101.5.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Caroline is so nervous, and Lauren loves seeing her nervous.
Mm-hmm. Caroline's nervous energy is, like, translated into her hair, which is truly wild.
Yeah, she's like, undone in this moment.
she's
also so... She's really bad.
She's terrible.
She's, like, stumbling on her words. It's really awkward. Lauren's just staring at her.
I wrote, where were you when Caroline first broadcasted?
I was in college. I was probably home for winter break.
Her nervous energy was kind of endearing to me, but then she took it to a cringe level.
Yeah.
Because she's like, she finally couldn't even, like, make small talk. And that's where I thought, oh, like, maybe she'll talk to her daughter for a little bit, or, like, have her daughter weigh in. And then she's just, like, filling silence. She's like, so, yeah, it's just amazing. And what a great day. And I'm Caroline. And it's good to be here. And is that our first? Do we have a call yet? It's like,
yeah, she's like, don't leave me hanging. Yeah, Lauren, I think the mom-daughter thing would be really fun to listen to.
Yeah, like, I have my daughter here. This is how I got ready today. I was nervous, but then she, like, just tell a fucking story. Say anything except just, like, stuttering and asking if there's a call.
Then all of a sudden someone calls in, and then Caroline goes, Nicole in Trenton.
Her savior.
Yeah. So that she gets, like, a little more of the hang of it. And I love cuts to Melissa and Jacqueline driving to wherever the fuck they're going in the night, and to Jacqueline's house. And they're just, like, driving around. And I'm like, and then you see Kathy listening to her, and I'm like, damn, everyone listens to the radio in this area. Like,
yeah, this is early, like, broadcasting. The 1940s. Kathy sitting in her room, like, next to her dresser, listening to the radio, was truly iconic. That's me in quarantine when I listen to a podcast.
It was very, like, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. Caroline tells someone, she gives terrible advice where, like, someone's hot beefing with their mother-in-law, and she goes, make it work.
The woman's like, okay.
Okay, thanks.
And then as she's saying that, you hear Teresa go, easy for you to say, Caroline.
Then someone called in and asked a really sad question. She was like, I lost 42 pounds. And with the holidays coming up, how are you going to stop yourself from eating?
And she goes, she said something like, you want to eat a cake, but instead of eating a cake, you don't eat it. I was like, what? What was her advice? It was like, don't eat.
I thought she said, like, I feel so good eating cake that I can't not eat it. Like, she basically was like, I'm going to eat whatever I want. And I was like, I relate.
I also love just hearing Caroline say, wintry mix. Wintry mix. There's going to be a wintry mix coming.
Then Kathy cuts to Kathy and she's literally folding like a tie-dye scarf. Yeah. And I was like, this is me. Kathy and I are one.
I love her listening to Caroline, like, like
sitting and being like,
that makes sense.
All right. I see where she's coming from.
She goes, yeah. And then someone's like talking about, yeah. Then it just ends. She goes outside and she goes up to the lobby of the radio place and she goes, I need a hug. Someone hug me. I need hugs.
Unprofessional. Why are you asking these men, your like bosses, to hug you?
So bizarre.
Ugh, this made me miss the holidays. And I'm like so not a holiday person. And then I was like craving holiday energy.
Me too. And I'm going to be back in Jersey for it. And
I hate quarantine. I hate that we're having it in as spring turns into summer. Why couldn't this have fucking happened like right after daylight savings time or something?
It's insane.
It's fully fucked up.
So then the next day, Caroline goes over there.
Kathy goes to Melissa's first.
Oh, she goes to Melissa's to get prepped, and her like one of her sisters comes
dressed like Michael Jackson. Kathy is fully dressed like the king of pop.
She's channeling. And then Jacqueline's over. Teresa comes over to Jacqueline's and they're getting ready. And Caroline comes in and Jacqueline goes, you want Italian sweet cream or French vanilla in your coffee? And Caroline goes, I don't care.
Caroline's so over it. She does not want to be within like 100 yards of Teresa's family drama.
Teresa comes over.
Caroline was trying to leave before Tree even got there.
But she intercepted Caroline. You could tell Caroline was like, fuck.
Yeah, she's just like, God damn it.
So she like lays into Teresa and she's like, you need to fix this. You need to mend this relationship with your brother. And she goes, when you see your brother horsing around on the floor with your kids, that's where you'll find your happiness. I was like... When you see your brother horsing around on the floor with your kids, that's where you'll find your happiness, Tree.
I love horsing around.
Horsing around.
She goes, put your big girl panties on and fix this.
And she like runs out.
She runs out
and drives her car into a ditch by a field. Mm-hmm. Gets out of the car. Has like a little gash in her head and she's like bleeding a little, but she's like fine. Mm-hmm. And then she just stumbles around a field. Like nearby, like she, and then just falls asleep. And it's like this cold, kind of wet, cold field.
Yeah.
And she falls asleep. And when she wakes up, it's like dusk. And Caroline's like, she gets up and she goes, holy Toledo, how long was I out? And then like this crow nearby just goes, crah!
She's like, I gotta get home.
I gotta get home and cook.
I gotta cook. I gotta clean.
I gotta cook. And she goes, but maybe just a quick little snooze again. And then she falls asleep again. She just falls asleep in the middle of this like field in North Jersey.
She naps for a while with a light concussion. She sleeps through the night and then shows up the next day when Albert's like wandering around in his robe and he's like, I'm hungry. I didn't eat anything last night. Where's my coffee?
And Caroline just like doesn't even acknowledge that she was gone.
That she has like a gash and that she's like kind of damp.
Yeah. She's like, I'll
make it right now for my honey.
For my chubs.
I love when like someone like you're used to one person in the partnership is used to getting like taken care of and everything made for them. And then they like, can't function a single bit once the other person's gone.
I love it. And then Jacqueline's like, aren't you? She goes, are you nervous? She's like, I feel like I need a drink. And then you see Jacqueline pour like gallon of Bailey's into her coffee. I'm like, Jacqueline's just using this as an excuse to get wasted.
Yeah. I'm like, I see exactly what game you're playing right now, Jack.
And then Teresa goes, I'm as calm and cool as a whistle.
That is truly not a calm nor a cool thing. ESL.
And that's. Yeah,
and that's that.
They tease us this fight. They're gonna drag it out. So Melissa's gonna come over, and they're gonna have a little sister spat. But they really tease us.
I hate like a setup. It's like enough.
I didn't want to know about Caroline Rules.
Caroline Rules. Make it work.
Make it work. When you see your brother horsing around on the floor with your kids, that's when you find you happy. Now put on your big girl panties and make it work. Fix it.
I feel too good eating cake to not eat it.
I feel good. I see that cake and I feel too good not to eat it. So I'm going to eat my cake and have some too. You know what they say. Don't be sad. All
right, Caroline. Caroline rules.
Caroline rules.
That's just Caroline ruling again.
I'd be on as her like, like gay like sidekick who just goes, Caroline rules.
Caroline rules, am I right? Is what am you I say right? Every ding, time ding, she ding, finishes ding, ding, ding. Giving yeah. advice.
Caroline rules.
Caroline rules for you.
Don't be sad.
I feel too good eating cake to not eat it.
I feel too good. Well.
Well, and so it is.
So it is. But tune in next week.
Stay tuned for more Quore content from two people that you truly love. And follow Carrie at eCarrie O. You gotta.
Follow Lars at Lars Marie.
And, you know, sign up for bonus episodes. If you're in like a true zone where you need more and more and more and more and more sex unique content, the good news is that there's weeks, maybe months worth of bonus content that's just like premium bonus episodes. There's a whole Vanderpump Rules season 1 and 2 recaps on Patreon. There's also, I put every single Pumped podcast episode on Patreon, so you can hear from the beginning when I first ever started podcasting, and it's only $5 a month. So if you go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, you can get all of that, and it will keep you company during these troublesome times.
Seems like a good deal to me.
It's a great deal. And also, we have merch for sale.
Merch for sale.
Which you can get at sexyuniquestore.com and rep
would have been
the
on the
Federation.
Tour. Rep the Federation.
The Federation.
The Federation. Thanks you for your time. Thank you.
We should be in Chicago right now.
No, we should be in New York.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
We should be in New York right now.
Tomorrow would be our New York show on the 22nd.
Damn. So tomorrow we would have been having a sold out show at the Gramercy Theater.
Yeah. And then the next day would have been my birthday.
I fell down the stairs.
Said you fell down the stairs and I thought I lost my wallet this morning.
So things have taken a turn. My brilliant friend. Ciao, Leno.
Ciao, Leno.
Ciao, Lila. You can get cameos from us. We're
both on Cameo.
We're giving you Cameo. Get Cameo goods.
We're doing that Cameo thing.
We're singing for our supper over here at Sexy Unique Podcast.
It's what we do.
Love and light to you.
Love and light to you. And love and light to all of you. Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.